With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Rayville is getting $7.3 million from the Department of Veterans Affairs for a new 22-acre veteran cemetery. The nearest national cemetery is 100 miles away in Alexandria, and the nearest state cemetery is about 135 miles away in Keithville. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu says the money will pay for a main entrance, an administration building, a maintenance facility, as well as roads and other critical infrastructure. A recent study shows an alarming rate of infant deaths due to bed sharing. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from a pediatric specialist about the issue.
It's a question many new parents deal with. Should your child sleep in your bed? Jennifer Kelly, a pediatrics instructor at the LSU Health Sciences Center in Shreveport, says an estimated 45% of families co-sleep. Kelly says proponents say it encourages breastfeeding and babies seem to sleep better, but she said it's also dangerous.
Even though it may be convenient to have a baby, bring a baby into your bed, we have to put their safety first and suffer through those nights where you pretty much stand by their crib all night.
A study published in Pediatrics magazine found 74% of deaths in babies younger than 4 months occurred in a bed-sharing situation. Kelly recommends room sharing, meaning having your baby in the same room and keeping the infant in a bassinet or crib for up to the first year of their life.
And that's what I've actually practiced with my children. And it is more convenient for breastfeeding mothers, but it also is keeping the baby safe.
Kelly says many parents have a difficult time deciding if they should have their child sleep in their bed, but she says the safer option is have the infant sleep right next to your bed. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high today in the upper 80s, a few clouds this evening with a low tonight in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy skies during the day Saturday with a high in the low 90s and a few clouds tomorrow night with a low in the upper 60s. This is KEDM News.